Welcome to the Living Waters Church Podcast.
Over this summer, we have been exploring this wonderful notion of real love, and particularly as it is described for us in 1 John chapter 4. Let me just read that passage for you. It says this: "This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us." It's a powerful passage, and really what 1 John is doing there is describing agape love. Agape love. It's the highest form of love that we know. It's a love for others that goes beyond a physical love. It is a love that goes beyond a brotherly love. Agape love is something that is powerful for us, and it is sacrificial, and it is selfless, and it is unconditional. And its greatest expression actually was seen on the cross, as Christ died for us, that level of love. So in this series, we have been considering the practice of the day-to-day outworking of agape love. So we've been talking about things like patience and kindness and humbleness and decency and truthfulness and forgiveness, as Paul covers them in 1 Corinthians 13. And each one of those attributes, which is described in what's been called the love chapter, each one of them that we've been looking at since mid-June, in its own right, is a meaningful expression of love, of agape love. And so today, we're going to end that list, as Paul does, with faithfulness. And next week, what's going to happen is that Ryan is going to come, and he's going to close our series for us. Listen, one cannot overestimate the power of faithfulness. When faithfulness is present in a loving relationship, it brings a sense of security. It brings a sense of confidence, a sense of hope, and it builds trust, and it builds courage for next steps to be taken. And listen, this is true. Faithfulness literally has the ability to shape entire generations. Conversely, the absence of faithfulness has the power to hurt. The absence of faithfulness ultimately can destroy a relationship. Faithfulness or faithlessness undermines security. Faithlessness destroys hope, and faithlessness sets trust back on its heels. So, faithfulness, faithful love, is our topic for this morning. It's a good one, and I'd like to pray into it. So, Father, we are thankful to you, most of all, for your incredible faithfulness to us. And we would pray today, Lord, as we would open up your word, that, Holy Spirit, you would have your way, and that there would just be revelation for us. We would grasp these great truths that you have brought to us in your word about love and faithfulness. We're thankful, Lord, that you are with us today and that you care about our understanding of all of this. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, you know, one of the greatest joys that I have as a pastor is officiating at weddings. I just love doing that. That's one of them back there. You know, it's that time when love is truly in the air. You know, it's so cool. I just love it. And you know, near the beginning of every ceremony that I do, I read that portion, that passage of 1 Corinthians 13, which really has been serving as a backdrop of our application for our summer series. The bride and the groom are standing there, and I begin by telling them that the Bible reminds us of what love is all about. And so I'd like you to read it with me. Everybody, let's look at the next slide here and read it with me. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. You know, Paul's love list obviously is not exhaustive. There are other ones within Scripture. But I'll tell you what, it is one of the best scriptural primers for marriage that I know of. It is awesome. And for that matter, it is one of the best primers that we can know of the practice of real love. Of course, the passage doesn't end there. There is another verse that Paul has that ends the list, and it's on that verse, which is verse 7, that we're going to kind of center our thoughts today, because it presents, I think, this beautiful and I think challenging description of faithfulness in the context of an agape relationship. Paul says this about love. He says, love bears all things. Love believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. You know, when I'm standing with a couple, my silent prayer is that they get this, truth. Because this verse speaks of a lifelong and unfailing commitment to love. When we say all, it speaks powerfully of a great faithfulness that just keeps on going. Just keeps on going. Well, speaking of a marriage, Linda, my bride, and I, we just celebrated our 36th anniversary last month, the end of last month. There we are. I really hesitated in showing you that picture because one of us has not changed at all, and another one of us has changed quite a bit. Look at my lovely bride. Linda is the same today as she was back then, and well, the other guy's a bit off. But anyway, you know, it has been an awesome 36 years of marriage, and in fact, more than that, because it really is more like 45 years since we've known each other, because we met in grade 9. Grade 9. And you know what? Faithfulness within our marriage has always been an unquestioned center of our relationship. Through all of the good times and through the bad times, the difficult times, our promises of love and devotion and faithfulness, they've never been broken. Never been broken. And we awaken each day knowing that those promises stand and will stand no matter what comes along. We have seen our love bear much. We understand the importance of trusting God and seeing the best in one another. We have persevered, and we continue to persevere through the harder things that life has thrown at us, including rectal cancer for me. You know, Linda and I aren't special. We're not a storybook cover. We're still growing in our marriage, learning something every day from each other. But I'll tell you this, we have learned the value of faithfulness. We have learned the absolute value of faithfulness. So whether we're talking about marriage or any other relationship that we encounter, I think that faithfulness really is like the mortar that holds the building blocks of agape love together. I think that is true of Paul's 1 Corinthians list. You see, it is the application of faithfulness that gives the significance to all the things that we have been talking about over the summer. It's faithfulness that speaks to our commitment and our carrying through on patience. Faithfulness speaks into forgiveness. Faithfulness speaks into our desire to continue to tell the truth and to be humble and to be kind. Without faithfulness and the consistent practice of those things that we've been talking about, we become these on-again, off-again people in our attempts. And those attempts, by the way, just become more and more empty and meaningless if we are not faithful to them. Throughout our series, we have first looked to God as the initiator and the greatest example of agape love. faithful love begins and it never ends with him. Scripture speaks throughout of his faithfulness. Let's just take a look at a couple of examples. Lamentations chapter 3 says this, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. It never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." I just say, thank you, Jesus. And the psalmist declares in Psalm 36, "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds." This is a wonderful picture. Forever faithful. Eternally faithful. Unfailingly faithful. That's our God. That has been our God. It is our God today and always will be our God. And it is a faithfulness that is essential to our life. It is essential to our security and our confidence and our moving forward. You know, it's really hard to imagine waking up to a God who was less than faithful, a God who was somehow on again, off again in the practice of his promises. We would soon learn that we couldn't trust a God who said one thing and did another. You know, one day forgiven and another day not. We couldn't live with a God that may see the sun rise one day and the next day not. That's not our God. He's faithful in all things. He is faithful forever. It's no wonder we praise his faithfulness. No wonder that we talk about it as often as we do. See, his faithfulness is a life-giving and trust-producing, hope-empowering expression of generous and real love to you and to me. And in the very nature of that agape love, the Lord's faithfulness to us is also meant to inspire us to our own expressions of love through faithfulness. See, as sons and daughters of God who are meant to love as Jesus loved, that same life-speaking, that same trust-producing, hope-empowering life of generous faithfulness is something that each of us is called to. Well, part of what we've tried to accomplish in this series is talked about how does this look day-to-day in our application. Paul's summary list of what love does, which is in verse 7, I think it's going to help us to consider some key areas of faithfulness when it comes to loving others well. And so we're going to take a few minutes to look at faithfulness when it comes to bearing all things, when it comes to believing all things, when it comes to hoping all things, and when it comes to enduring all things. So let's begin with bearing all things. The picture that Paul is presenting here in Scripture is something of a covering, really, of another that provides support and protection for as long as it's needed. There is faithfulness required here. It is the bearing of a load for someone who may, for some time or for even a lifetime, find himself or herself in a vulnerable place in need of protection. And I know that many of you in this room have taken on the weight of difficult circumstances so that you might help another. Listen, this form of bearing one another is one of love's strongest statements, because the minute that we begin to bear on the behalf of another, we need to set aside our own needs and our own wants. We sacrifice. We put the other first. Powerful stuff. I want you to watch this beautiful story on the screen of a boy's faithful love for his sister. Let's watch.
I'm in a wheelchair because I was born with not strong legs and I couldn't walk or I couldn't crawl or anything. So I got a wheelchair when I was 2 years old, and I've been driving it ever since.
Just because she's different doesn't mean she doesn't, like, you know, fit in. Sometimes people would just stare at her as, like, normal person, you're a human being. So my whole life would probably be different if she didn't have her disease.
I wouldn't have some, like, a good brother to help me with the stuff I need to be helped with. And it's just easier for me to go through life with a big brother like Trenton.
A 5K run, and when you go there, you pay, and then they're raising money for a cure so they can walk. So lots of people run. I always do it every year to support her.
It feels good that I have a brother that would run and do stuff for me, and so that it just really feels good.
She's one of the center priorities of my life. Like, I would take a bullet for her, and
she's my best friend. I wouldn't do anything for her. My life would be nothing without her.
Wow. What a great picture of bearing, of covering, of protecting. Such a great picture. Sometimes in the bearing of all things, we find extraordinary faithfulness. Extraordinary. Let's talk about faithfulness in believing. You know, there is nothing that builds a relationship like believing the best about another. There is nothing that builds a relationship more like believing the best about another. And that's exactly what Paul is getting at when he says love believes all things. You know, negative assumptions, unfair judgments, and incorrect conclusions, they actually walk in opposition of real love. And this is our challenge. In our broken humanity, and particularly when we're new to somebody or unsure of them, our tendency can be to believe the negative before we believe the positive. And agape love means to reverse that tendency. Calls us to intentionally create a positive narrative, a positive story when we're with someone, looking for and encouraging the best in them through our attitudes and our actions. When we believe the best first in another, it is strong love language. And it brings out the best in others. It brings up their confidence to a point that actually meets our belief in the best in them. And you know, this is true of those that we first meet, and as well as those that we've been with for a long, long time. Listen, we are better together. And we need to be our best cheerleaders first. We need to remember this, that believing the best first in one another is critical, and that jumping to conclusions that are incorrect can be a little dangerous. On to faithfulness and hoping. British clergyman Thomas Fuller said this: if it were not for hopes, the heart would break. Our love for others is often most beautifully expressed in our faithful hope for them. See, hope calls us on. Hope strengthens our steps forward. Hope gives us a picture of what can lie ahead if we persevere and we don't give up. And no matter how bad or how hard it looks. Hope speaks life because it is really about faithful love. I don't know if you've ever been in this place, but I know I have. When we lose our hope, more often than not, it is the hope of another that gets us through. Someone who faithfully sees beyond our mess, beyond our circumstance, beyond our doubt, beyond our apprehension, beyond our confusion. Someone who comes alongside of us and believes in us for a better outcome that we can see in our hopelessness. Finally, let's talk about faithfulness and enduring. This is true. Real love makes it to the end. Real love makes it to the end, and that's a win. Despite difficult circumstances, despite the incessant voice on the inside that tells us to quit, real love is expressed in our faithfulness to go on, to endure, because we know it is the right thing to do. And while this dimension of faithfulness with another, it does not call us on to accept abuse or mistreatment at the hands of another, it does call us on to see things through to the best love-based conclusion possible, not to give up. Many of you will know this. Endurance is usually accompanied by sacrifice. And for some, that might mean setting aside a career goal to care for a spouse who is sick. It might mean continuing to pursue healing in a marriage that you considered to be empty and over. It may mean caring for an aging parent and accepting that that will mean for you an accepting change of plans. The path of endurance, while it is the right thing, is not always the easiest thing. But its completion speaks of steadfast love, of faithful love. And it is blessed by God who is cheering you on because it is the right thing to do. Absolutely the right thing to do. We rightfully point to Jesus and his faithfulness as the ultimate example of enduring and the sacrifice that it meant for him. He would die for us. Jesus would willingly endure the brokenness of humanity during his 33 years. He walked with us as much man as he was God. And not only would he endure the grimy realities of life, the Son of God would endure mean-spirited wrong thinkers. He would endure unbelief. He would endure cynicism and ignorance and later humiliation and beatings and a horrible death on the cross at the hands of those he came to save. And beyond the pain of the beatings and the cross, Jesus would have to endure for the first and only time the separation from his Father as he took on our sin and became the final sacrifice. Absolutely unimaginable. But Jesus would remain faithful and he would endure it all. And in the end, he would be victorious because it was an assignment from his Father and it was absolutely the right thing to do. The endurance of Jesus is really the embodiment of love. Incredible. So bearing all, believing all, hoping all, enduring all, each of these things calls us to a level of faithfulness, and it is a high level. It's a tall order. And if you're like me, try as I might, my batting average in faithfulness is far from perfect. We're all a work in progress when it comes to faithfulness. But in our less than perfect ways, we join with the likes of the Apostle Peter. I love that guy, who had his own struggles with being faithful. And while he attempted to walk on the water in faith, his capacity to believe took a dive, and so did he. And despite his bold pronouncements that would see him stand with Jesus no matter what, his endurance gave way, and he lied, and he denied. And because he began to doubt that there was more to come, he went back to fishing. But here is the thing. There was more to Peter's story, because Jesus did not give up on him. And he does not give up on us. See, Jesus saw the best in Peter. And he saw in faith his growing faithfulness for the things ahead. And he sees us in the same way. He sees you and I in the same way. He sees the best in us, and he calls out the best in us. You see, there is more ahead. God's desire is for you and I to walk absolutely in the destiny that he has for us. And like any journey, being faithful in love, it is about taking one step at a time. It is about just doing our best. It's about being intentional. And by its nature, faithfulness is about not giving up. And if you are here today and you are about to give up on something, I want to encourage you. Find someone who is faithful to speak life to you and to call you on. Faithfulness changes our life. Faithfulness changes the lives of those who are around us. We are designed for faithfulness. God knows our story inside and out. He is with us and he calls us on. Faithfulness, huge part of our lives. Would you stand, everybody? I'd like to pray with you before we end. And if you'd like to consider some practical application or questions of practical application, they're going to be on our podcast for you. You can take a look at that. So glad to have you here today. This coming week, Ryan is going to end our whole series on real love, and looking forward to that. Once again, great to see you. Let me pray. Father, we're thankful to you. You are the greatest example of faithfulness. We are thankful for that. And we would pray, Lord, as we would enter into this week, that we would be reminded of the empowerment of your Spirit and our own faithfulness. Guide us, O God, that we might be strong for others. Help us to love well, Jesus. Help us to be a people of sacrifice. Help us to see the best in one another. God, we are thankful to you. You are amazing. In your name we pray. And everybody said faithfully, amen. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you this coming Sunday.